Yes, Harper said. He was apparently calm, but Matt could see his hands were clenched tight, and he looked pale with anger. You need your sleep. Tomorrow will be a long day as we assess Mr. Ventress's progress and decide how best to proceed. I'm sorry, Matt said quickly. We'll see you in the morning. I really do want to find my dad. Harper seemed to relax slightly at this. I know, he said. We all want that. I thought you wanted the treasure of St. John, Robin said. The documents and notes. It comes to the same thing, Harper told her. Don't push it, Matt murmured. We'll go to bed now, Robin said meekly. Like good young people, it's all right. She held her hand up to tell Harper not to follow. We can find our own way back to our rooms, thank you. I'm sure you can, Harper said. And there was a cold edge to his voice that Matt did not like at all. The screen on the wall of Matt's room turned out to be a computer monitor as well as a TV, just as Harper had told him. There was a keyboard slotted into a space below the screen. It popped out when Matt pressed it. The keyboard was connected to the screen by infrared or wireless, so there was no cable attached. A joystick at the top right of the keyboard replaced the mouse. He intended to go through some of the data and explore the part of the system to which he did have access, but as soon as he flopped on the bed, Matt realized how tired he was. So instead, he turned off the screen, pushed the keyboard back into its slot to keep its battery charged, and tumbled into bed. His mind was a whirl of computer models, historical information, treasure, and ancient maps. Why did Harper have a computer model of the pyramid, with another building linked into it? Was it some structure he believed had existed on the same site before the pyramid was built? And what was the deal with the modelled figures, the avatars that seemed to be textured from sand or earth? They didn't seem to be there for any reason, except perhaps as a programmer's whim or a trivial amusement. And Harper had gone on about golems and creatures made from the elements. Robin seemed to know what he meant, but it was lost on Matt. Except there was something, some connection there. He remembered the dark figure watching Dad's house, shapeless and shadowy, the rough hand over his mouth like sandpaper, and something else too. A paper, a document, something at the edge of his mind. But whatever antagonism there was between Harper and Robin, the most important thing as far as Matt was concerned was to find Dad, not the documents and notes that Robin had said Harper was after. Documents and notes. Notes. Without even realizing it, Matt slipped into a deep sleep. In moments, he was dreaming.